level. Craig screwing around for Mike and Tim. Alrighty, guys. Let's see if you can use any of this.
Para kafuka ni ajama. Area 54, Music of the Future.
Thank you. You're listening to Area 54.
That was Yonder Boy. You're listening to their Riders on the Storms, Tim and Mike, Area 54.
That song sounded very familiar.
You know, it's been so long since I've heard that song.
He didn't just sample the song. He didn't even bother changing the title of the track.
No, why not? He just gave all the money to the Doors Estate. Sub-Motion Orchestra before that did a song called Kimono. It's off the album London Theory.
Color Theory. Wow, how'd you get London out of color?
I don't know how I was doing that.
That's serious dyslexia there.
That wasn't dyslexia.
You need to get your eyes checked.
Saint Germain, the track we played was called Sitting Here. It's off their self-titled album, and then one from Morcheeba. Played a song called Make Believer. Kind of my favorite track on Head Up High, the album Head Up High from Morcheeba. Start off the whole set with Empress of, song's called How Do You Do It? It's off the album Me.
The debut release. It's one of those, we've played some tracks off of this before, Water Water, also called Agua Agua, and finally really got a good listen to this, the whole full length. It's a really great CD. First release from this gal, so impressive. The Saint Germain is kind of interesting, right? They released an album, I don't know, what, 20 years ago, and it was everybody, maybe even longer, right, when they came out with that music. And it was like, oh, everybody's like, oh, I'm into acid jazz. I have the Saint Germain CD at the time.
Yeah, everyone had to have
it. Now everybody has the Saint Germain MP3. Did they sell it? I'm sure they did.
Of course they did.
Back when Starbucks was still, are they still selling CDs? I know you're an avid coffee drinker. You're probably there. But I guess pizza's your favorite place, right?
Oh, I just think pizza's. I'm not even going to say the word. That's an FCC violation of what I think of pizza.
That's interesting, yeah. You're so adamant about how you feel about those guys. Every time I even drive by and see their sign, I think of what you think of them.
That's because all the Bay Area people always told me how great it was, and then I'd go, and I'd always regret it. Hey, you know, we're from Portland, Seattle area, you know, we know what real coffee is.
They didn't know any
is.
Better back in the day.
They don't know what it's like in California.
And Area 54 brought to you by Pete's. You turn them down. You turn them down. I know you would.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Best coffee on the East Coast.
That might be true.
You get like a 32-ounce styrofoam cup with whatever swill in there. Huh?
That might be true. Yeah. It might be the best coffee on the East Coast.
Yeah, put a lot of that vanilla in there so I can drink it. All right. Speaking of coffee, we're going to go get some. We're out of here.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
See you guys.
Good night, everybody.